chastens you. In the wilderness, God made a way for Israel in so many ways. And I'll highlight three of them in the passage. The first way that God made for Israel in the wilderness was by giving them manna. He gave them a daily provision. In the wilderness, everything is dry. Israel could not cultivate in the wilderness. They couldn't be productive because it was a migratory, a nomadic lifestyle. They were moving from place to place. So God says, whilst you're going through this wilderness experience and nothing seems to be growing for you and nothing seems to be working for you, the first thing I'm going to do to make a way for you is that every morning I'm going to supply your need. Now, the manna was not food you could store. So you couldn't accumulate it. It is something that you ate every day. So you could literally say they were eating from hand to mouth. Every morning they go, they collect something, they eat it, and that's it. You can't save it. Then the next morning they go and they find something to eat, and that's it. And they did that for 40 years. And God says, I was making a way for you. Because sometimes the way God makes for you doesn't solve all your problems together as you want, but he makes sure that every day there is manna to eat. Every day there is something to have. The children of Israel got fed up with that and murmured. They said, God, why don't you give us a lot? He says, no, you are in the wilderness. Nothing is growing for you. Nothing seems to work for you. But my covenant with you is that every morning I will provide for you. Sometimes all you experience in God making a way for you in the wilderness is a daily provision. You don't get 2 days, you don't get 3 days, you don't get 1 week supply, you just get daily supply. But he never fails to provide for you on a daily basis. It is God's way of keeping you in the desert, keeping you in the wilderness. And sometimes you come to a phase in your life that all you have is daily manna. God never gives you enough for you to feel at peace, at rest, to say, okay, I have enough for next week. You never can say that. And he says to Israel, the reason I did that is for you to know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. In other words, I want you to trust my word on a daily basis. And every morning when you get up, I will make sure that there is a way in the wilderness for you. You will not fall dead in this wilderness. Your bones will not dry in this wilderness. You're going to survive the wilderness. And my way of survival in the wilderness is to supply manna for you. It's a tiny road. It's not a highway. It's a pathway. But if you can look at your life and say, I have been in the wilderness, but every morning God gives me manna, then I'm here to tell you, God is making a way for you. He's making a way for you in the wilderness. He will bring you out, but whilst you are in the wilderness, he makes a way for you. He gives them daily manna. And the second thing God says that he did for them in the wilderness is that their garments never wore out. Daily covering. Israel did not go naked. Although most of them had only one set of clothes. And if you would think of it, they left Egypt as slaves. If you were a slave, your garments would be slave garments. I don't think they were anything fanciful. So the garment they left Egypt with, they wore it throughout the wilderness. And God says, I sustain the fabric so it will not fall apart. because I will not let you go naked in the wilderness. I will feed you and I will clothe you. Although what you have is not enough, you will not become naked. You will not be put to shame. You will not become a disgrace. I will clothe you. It is God making a way for you. One set of clothes. And God says, watch, can you remember? For 40 years, you wore the same garment and it didn't get tattered. God is able to make a way in the wilderness so that the little you have stretches to cover you. That is why people don't hear your story. People are waiting to hear the disaster that will fall befall you, but God covers you every morning. People are waiting to hear, oh, have you heard? Finally, he's gone. But every day, God covers you. God protects you. God surrounds you. God doesn't leave you naked. And those who are waiting for your nakedness will never see your nakedness. They will wait in vain. You may not have 1,000 pieces of clothes, but the little you have covers you. Somebody say, God will cover me in the wilderness. He provided for them in the wilderness, and he covered them in the wilderness. And the third thing he says, your feet did not swell. You wore shoes, and the shoes survived 40 years in the wilderness. In fact, in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 4 and 5, it says, yet the Lord has not given you, verse 5, 29, 5, and I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandals have not worn out on your feet. That talks about God's daily care. The wilderness is a harsh terrain. It's a very, very harsh terrain. In fact, you can walk naked in the wilderness and still do well. But if your feet has nothing on it, you can't survive in the wilderness. Because the sun gets very hot. And when you are walking barefoot on the wilderness, it's almost as if your feet are being roasted. For 40 years, they are walking in the sun. And not only does the sun get very hot, but there are a lot of the rocks, the stones are very sharp. So your feet can get roasted and get cut. God says, when you are walking through the wilderness, other people's feet got roasted. Other people's feet got cut. But have you noticed your feet never got cut? Because I cared for you. And he says, the one shoe you came out of slavery with is the same shoe you've been wearing. But the heel is still intact. And the mouth of the shoe is not open in prayer to God. And God is calling Israel to remember. He said, do you remember these things? Because, you know, sometimes when God does these things, we take them for granted. Because the manna is daily. We don't have enough. We have one cloth, one shoe. Some people have 10 shoes, but their feet are swollen. Some people have 10 clothes, but they are not covered. Some people are eating, but they are not full. But God gives you manna every day. He clothes you every day, and he protects your feet every day. You walk into dangerous places, and nothing bites you. Snakes do not bite you. Scorpions do not bite you. You walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and you don't die. What is happening? God is making a way for you. God is making a way for you. You step upon scorpions and still keep walking. You step upon snakes and still keep walking. You walk upon hot sand and you're still walking. You are walking upon rocks and you're still walking. Other people's feet are bleeding. Your feet looks like it has just come from a spa. As if somebody just gave you a manicure and a pedicure. in the desert, because Jehovah Almighty says, I protected your feet, I gave you clothing, and I gave you food to eat in the wilderness. I came here to tell somebody, you may be going through a wilderness, but God will feed you every day. He will cover you. He will care for you. You will not be naked. Your feet will not get swollen. God will see you through. There is coming a time when you step out of the wilderness. But before you step out of the wilderness, God provides for you. When God makes a way for you, sometimes it is a way of abundance. But sometimes it's just a way of preservation. He just makes a way to preserve you, to protect you, to deliver you, and just to keep you safe. And then another time he makes a highway for you, and abundance flows. But whether you are on a pathway where you are just escaping, or you are in a highway where you have abundance, it is still God making a way for you. And that's what he wanted Israel to understand, because these Israelites sometimes didn't appreciate what God was doing for them. They wanted so much to happen that they couldn't appreciate the little things that God did for them. If you are sitting here today and God has made a way for you in the wilderness, maybe the last 10 years life has been hard, tough. Your whole life is misery, 15 years, and you're going through one trouble after the other, and it just doesn't seem to cease. But you're still here. And God has given you manna, and God has clothed you, and God has cared for your feet. People who are better off are not alive today. People who laughed at you are not here to continue their laughter. People who said, oh, let's give him next year, they've been saying it for the last 15 years, and look at where you are. I'm here to announce to you, God is making a way for you. And when he opens the way, no man can shut it. You don't have everything that everybody has, but God is making a way for you. And one of these days, he's going to open another door for you. It's going to be a way of abundance. And he's going to call things which be not to be in your life. But in the meantime, he makes a way for you in the wilderness. He makes a way in the sea. He makes a way in the wilderness. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Last two scriptures. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 7 and 8. And then Isaiah chapter 49, verse 11. Isaiah 35, 7 and 8 says, the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of jackals, where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there and a road. It shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. I like that. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. Then Isaiah 49 verse 11. He says, I will make each of my mountains a road, and my highways shall be elevated. My highways shall be elevated. Both verses describes God's highway. A highway is generally like what we will call motorway, although ours has become neighborhood road. But, you know,
If you go to some countries, they have the autobahn, or they have the interstate highways, and they have some roads that have large volumes of traffic. They are very well paved. They are normally very large. Some have 12 lanes and just moving people. And that's what a highway is. God sometimes opens a way and it's a path. But there are times he opens a way and it's a highway. And when God opens a highway for you, what happens there is very, very different from when he opens a path for you in the wilderness. I came here to announce to somebody, God is about to open a highway for you. Three things the passages say about God's highway. First, it's a way of holiness. It's a way of holiness. God's way is not sinful. It's not evil. Though we may not be holy ourselves, but when we walk in that way, our ways are holy. Not by your own work, but by the path, the way that he opens for you. It's a way of holiness. The second thing you note about God's highway is that it does not lead astray. It does not lead us in the wrong way. I like how the passage puts it. It says, whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. When God makes a highway for you, it makes you wise. Even when we are foolish by ourselves, once we follow that way that God has set for us, we seem wise. People will look at you and think you are the greatest strategist ever. You are the greatest tactician. Because they will look at the highway you are on and think, wow, what a master plan. But you know, it wasn't a master plan. It's just the master planner who opened the highway for you. You are just a foolish person following the highway of the Lord. And the Bible says, although you are a fool, but when you walk in God's highway, you'll be considered wise. And you will not go astray. You are a bumbling person. Everybody says, oh, he can't make up his mind. Oh, he can't make a decision. He's always making mistakes. But when you get into God's highway, even the fool does not lose his way. Can you imagine if you were the field marshal or the five-star general of Pharaoh's army, and you stood on a mountain where the battle is about to take place, and you saw Moses in front of the Red Sea, and he lifts up a wand and wind starts blowing and the sea opens and they are going through, and you are the general looking there, looking at this, and then you saw your armies following with their chariots, and then they're following. And just as they were getting close, the wheels start coming off. And the chariots are not moving. The chariots are not moving. And Israel just goes out. And Moses gets out of the water, lifts up his hand, and the waters flood your armies. If you were there, you would say, wow! Moses is a strategist. What a strategy! What a plan. Moses was just a foolish person following the highway of the Lord. But when you follow the highway of the Lord, although you are foolish, people look at you and say, wow, what a plan, what a style, what a tactics. It's not your strategy, my friend. It's not your tactics, my friend. It is the highway of the Lord. May God make a highway for you. People will look at you and think, oh, he planned it all. He knew exactly what was going to happen. You know, you didn't know anything. You had no clue what to do. God just opened a way. You were even afraid of taking the step. And you just walked on. If that general had heard the conversation between Israel and Moses, he would have known these people were not smart. Because just before the water opened, they were criticizing Moses and criticizing God Jehovah. And they're saying, you should have left us in Egypt to die. Why are you bringing us? Now when they go through, anybody looking on says, what a smart group. What a tactical group. These people are smart. These Israelis know how to plan. They know how to strategize. But we know the truth, because their conversation was written for us. And we know that they were not wise. They were foolish. But when God opens a highway, even when the fool walks upon the highway, they will not lose their way. They will not go astray. If God opens a door for you, people look at you and think you are the smartest thing that ever happened to the planet Earth. You are the only one who is humble enough to know, I just walked the highway of the Lord. I'm here to announce to somebody, when God opens a way for you, just be bold and walk in it. Just be bold and walk in it. It will look like a big strategy in the end, but just open your heart and follow God. It may not even make sense, but just obey the Lord. The highway of the Lord will not lead us astray. Last thing, and then I close. The highway of the Lord is a place of elevation. God's way is always higher than our way. But not only is His way higher than our way, His way will take us higher. His way will promote you. His way will elevate you. His way will make people look at you as some extraordinary person. You know, in my own life, there are many things that people look at me and say, wow, Otabela is wise. Wow, this guy thought about this years ago. And I say, yeah, I did, but I didn't. I just have to encourage them to know that I'm smart. But before God, when I pray, I don't say, God, you see how smart I was. I say, God, look what you have done. I had no idea this thing was going this way. I didn't even know what I was doing. But look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. When God opens a highway for you, even in your foolishness, you don't go astray. Even in your foolishness, He lifts you up. Even in your foolishness, He elevates you. Others may see your wisdom, but don't see that wisdom. You see God's wisdom. You see God's favor. You see God's grace. All that you see is that you were one foolish man, one foolish woman who just obeyed the wisdom of God and walked in His highway. I came here very strongly this morning to announce to somebody, God is making a way for you. I said, God is making a way for you. I don't know how long you've been in Egypt. I don't know how long you've been in bondage. But today God is making a way for you. You are going through the Red Sea. You are crossing over. And the people who kept you bound will try to follow, and God will swallow them up. I came to announce to somebody, God is taking you out of bondage. I came to announce to somebody, God is taking you out of the wilderness. You've been in the wilderness for a long time. Nothing is working. Nothing seems to work. You are living hand to mouth. God gives you manna. He clothes you. He gives you shoe, but nothing else. No property, no inheritance, nothing big is happening your way. And you've been in the wilderness for a long time, but you are crossing the Jordan today. God is making a way for you through the Jordan to come into your inheritance and into your promised land. And if you find yourself in the wilderness and you say, all that I have is manna, and these clothes I've worn them for 40 years, all these shoes I've worn them for 40 years, God says He's about to open a highway for you in the wilderness. There's going to be a highway in the wilderness. It's going to make everybody look at you and think you are the smartest person ever created. People are going to look at you and say, how did you do it? What books did you read? What strategy did you follow? Who gave you this advice? All you will know is that God opened the way and you just walked into that way. You didn't even believe the way. You didn't even think it will end well. You just obeyed, and God caused you to be elevated before your enemies. In the wilderness, God will give you a highway. In the name of Jesus, Father, this morning, I stand as the shepherd over the souls of these ones, and for everyone in bondage, captive held by Pharaoh. After all the signs, he refuses to let them go. Today, Lord, make a way.